No Labels is a national organization with chapters in all 50 states. The Tucson organizer, Dorothy Riley, says there are 300,000 national members and 3,300 members in Arizona. She says she thinks most of them are what's called digital members, people who join online and sign petitions but aren't attending meetings. She's trying to get the Tucson chapter active again, and as if to illustrate her assumption, attendance at a recent meeting was sparse. In a way, though, she says that's not discouraging.
The first slide that I put there is a famous quotation from Margaret Mead, a noted anthropologist, and I've always loved it. She said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that has."
Riley has been involved in the group for about 2 years, since it started in Tucson in 2011.
No Labels is political, but we're nonpartisan. So we have, you know, it's funny that Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, unaffiliated, can get together and work on similar issues, even though some of our politics might be different. So hopefully we can set an example to our Congress.
John Ragsdale attended Riley's No Labels meeting a few days ago. He's also been involved in the group for a few years and explains why he was drawn to it.
Well, it's an organization, kind of a grassroots organization, whose purpose is to get away from the boundaries that are identified by using a label, such as a being a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent, and bring together with some common causes to make the government function more effectively than it currently is.
One way No Labels is hoping to cut through some barriers is getting members of Congress to agree to meet regularly with people from other parties. There are 53 representatives and senators who have agreed to that goal, but none from Arizona. Riley is asking No Labels members to try to get Democratic Representative Ron Barber and Republican Senator Jeff Flake to join that list. Ragsdale says he has an even higher goal.
Number one, I would hope to see all of the members of Congress eventually become involved with No Labels and become part of the Problem Solvers initiative that No Labels is pushing. It seems to me to be almost a no-brainer that every member of Congress should join in and help to make the government function through the Problem Solvers process.
Nationally, No Labels has been involved in a proposal to dock pay for members of Congress when they don't get their jobs done. Riley says No Labels is also pushing filibuster reform in an effort to cut down on the number of times one party or the other can prevent a vote on legislation. Ragsdale says aside from political goals to make government more efficient and effective, the group is simply trying to get elected officials to communicate with each other in a non-political way.
Get together and have a dinner occasionally. I mean, we laugh about some of the people going bowling, but, you know, it's that old thing, if you touch a person's hand, look in their eye, you create a connection. And they're one label, you're another label, and if you can break down those kind of barriers, those labels that have been put on people, hopefully we can get something done.
Ragsdale says the organization No Labels is not choosing sides of political issues, but trying to boost communication between the political sides in order to get things done, like writing a federal budget or getting federal lawmakers to stay in Washington and work 5 days a week. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.